This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello everyone, it is Friday again and we are live. And if you think this is pre-recorded, well, just look out of the window. Do you see that plume of smoke? Well, it's real. It is the Third World War and it has started. But let us accompany you to your death here on the Casper Radio Show. Just keep watching the plume, and every now and then you can WhatsApp us and tell us where the plume is regarding your position. Isn't that so, Gavin? Gavin? Isn't that so, Gavin?
It is indeed so. Hello, Casper.
Found you there that you can tell us the WhatsApp number the people must WhatsApp us too.
Oh, yes. The number is 079-748-2090.
Yeah. Okay. So if you see the plume, let us know. Hey, Shemaine.
Hallo.
Oh, my heer en my skat. Ons het daar maar lang laas vir jou gesien.
I know. I feel like I'm getting my fix, you know.
Yeah.
My boy fix, you know what I'm saying.
Wat het jy gedoen ondertussen?
What's his name?
You all are my guys. I get my fix from you guys.
What's up?
What did you do? Like, what was it, a sabbatical? Like, what did you do? Like, we haven't heard from you in many moons.
No, it wasn't many moons. It's probably just a month or so that you haven't heard from me.
She was busy.
So, yeah, I was busy. I was working. But I gave myself a month off now. So, I'm in my second week of just a month off. So, oh, wow. And it's crazy, beautiful, it's different. I panic, then I go like, no, you decided you're going to take off. And so, yeah, so I'm actually off now. So, and this is part of my...
So what are the plans? Like, what do you do, like, when you take off?
You do whatever you do. I mean, it depends on what you want to do.
So what is your main one?
That was really 5 seconds of fuck off.
Okay, so you read, you watch all the movies you want, you catch up on notes, you check out what other writers are doing, you watch porn, you know, you eat badly, you drink much, and you know, and then you take days off and you just lie in bed and you go like, I think I need to visit the kids and dogs.
And if you're religious, you can read the Bible, but also you can read it in different ways.
All right, you're listening to WSEX, Sexy Talk Radio.
Let's listen to the
Bible.
We
can take just about anything and make it sound so hot. You just heard a sexy reading of the phone book, letters H through K. Always gets people going. Up next, we've got readings from the Old Testament. That's a tough one to make sound sexy. Might need a little bit of help. Anybody out in the hall or anything?
Scarlett Johansson's out there.
Oh, she is. That's pretty random and sexy. Welcome, Scarlett.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being out in the hallway. Now, how would you like to read some of that Old Testament?
You got it. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, his father and mother shall bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious." Then all the men of this town shall stone him to death.
Oh, shit. That felt sexy. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like maybe we could use a little music.
Good call. Now, how about a real sexy take on Deuteronomy 21, verse 10 through 13?
When you go to war against your enemies and the Lord your God delivers them into your hands and you take captive, captives.
Yeah, captive.
If you notice among the captives a beautiful woman and are attracted to her, you may take her as your wife. Bring her into your home and have her shave her head.
You gotta.
Trim her nails and put aside the clothes she was wearing when captured.
Youch. Sounds like that couple's in for a real nice night. Okay, give me a steamy Deuteronomy 25, verse 11 and 12.
If two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from his assailant, and she reaches out and seizes him by the private parts.
Bad girl.
You shall cut off her hand. Show her no pity.
Now that's a very weird and specific rule that's given me a very weird and specific chub. Now how about you bust out Deuteronomy 14, verse 3 to 7?
These are the animals you may eat. The ox.
Yum.
The goat.
Gimme.
The deer.
Venison, yeah.
The gazelle.
All right.
The ibex.
I don't know what that is.
The antelope.
I'm so hungry.
And the mountain sheep.
That all sounds so tasty.
Do not eat anything you find already dead. You may give it to an alien living in any of your towns and he may eat it. Or you may sell it to a foreigner.
Well, they'll buy anything.
Kalashnikov. Ja, moet niet met mijn kakzoek, nee. Ik is vol van stroom. Ik is vol van plofstof. En ik heb een klein kort lont.
Steve Bos, dit is Steve Bos en hy is môre aand by die Attenbury Theatre in Pretoria met sy show en dit is soos jy kan hoor, hy het so effe sy aksentjie want hy is Hollands. Ah, oh, moenie met my kak soek nie. I totally love it. And I will try to speak to him to maybe get him to say something about his show tomorrow night, but he ignored all my messages. So Steve, fuck you. Ga jezelf neuken in je eigen anus. Nee, is een grapje, Steve. Natuurlijk niet. Hij is gewoon te bezig geweest om te zien dat ik hem heb gemessaged. Maar morgenavond is in de Attenbury Theater met zijn show. En hopelijk zing je dan ook de Moenie met mijn kak zoek niet liekie. Daar in Pretoria. Oh, we've been joined by Betty. Hallo?
Hallo.
Hallo Bella.
Hallo.
Hallo man.
Skus, ek moet vlugtig uitgedraf.
Nou, no one knew.
het jy trappe geklim?
Ek het, like ek het awesome. Kyk my klam voorkop.
Oh, en jy
het like so water feature.
Oh, it's beautiful. Sê my, ons kan jou in Stein City gaan plant na die show. Sê my, Barry, het jy,
wat is die gemis?
Barry. Stein City.
Ja?
Stein City.
Stein City.
Het water features.
Waar?
Ja. Bernard, hoe kom as jy buiten? Hoekom was jy nou weg? Wat het jy gaan doen?
Ek het 'n deal gaan doen.
Oh, ja. Ek is so bly. Ja.
Wat 'n deal?
Ek het 'n nuwe foon gekry en toe het ek net my ouwe verkoop.
Show us your new phone. Wat is dit? Wat sy naam?
Dit is 'n Samsung Galaxy, kort Kasper in sy mond.
Ah, nee.
'n Samsung... kan nie praat nie. Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus.
Deel hom bietjie met ons, dat ons kyk.
Dis my gaan hom krap.
Nee,
ja,
ek sal het zeker krap, because, I mean, Petty, dis beautiful. Okay, so my bietjie geit, nou eers, dan moes nou eers een plek maak vir die foon.
Vertel een bietjie, as jy foto neem op die foon, wat gebeur?
Dis waar ook die meeste excited is vir die foon.
Ja?
Ek het nog eers by die ander funksies uitgekom, nie. Maar jy neem een foto van een fucking blom.
Ja?
Dan kom alle info en die naam en alles van die blom op.
Nee.
Ja.
Weer.
It's like an app.
Oh my god.
Gister by die werk, toe sit daar 'n girl met Vans. Daai tekkies aan, Vans. Maar die naam is nie op die kant nie, dis net, ek het die foto geneem van die skoen. Toe kom daar op, Vans en die brand en die
serial nommer, alles. Take a picture of me, see if it will get my
Gavin,
name on
it. Don't you even
You're not a product.
Luister.
Maar dan is haar haar een product.
Jere, jy maak aan baie geld, jong. En jy toch, jy is op een tight budget.
Can I just put this on record, your honor, can I put this on record yes. that Gavin actually didn't even look at the phone, just passed it on to me.
Ja, Lucie.
Ja, is fucking jealous me say,
can I say why? Note. Can I say why? I don't get why, in typical South African mentality, a cell phone store would give me and sell me this phone, which is the previous model.
The late.
En a maand later, kom hierdie model uit. Ek kan nie.
So hy is bitter.
bitter. But are you sitting there with the iPhone or the Samsung?
Die Sam, bloody 8, wat?
iPhone. Man?
Nee.
Ja,
so ding.
Sam. Alle mense wat die S uitgevat het is upset, want hy het letterlik 'n paar maande later die S9 uitgekom.
Jere, maar hulle soek net geld dan.
Precies.
But it looks absolutely beautiful. Congratulations, Bernard.
Ach, baie
dankie. And I hope it holds up.
Mm-hmm. I hope no one steals it.
Actually, a lot of people
since you're so very often in, you know, public spaces, you being the celebrity that you are.
Ek hoop hy skermpie kraak nie.
Ek wil net sê dat Barry Bernard Pitts het gister haar tweede show gedoen van haar one-man show en het gaan al beter, ne?
Baie beter. Die eerste aand was 'n lichtelike fokop.
Jere, dit was condescending. Dit gaan al beter, ne? I didn't mean it that way. I saw pictures of your show. It looked wonderful. People were excited. You already have fanboys running around with hands in the air, but it was first night nerves, obviously, last week.
Dit is nie first night nerves nie, ek was perfek. The sound guy.
Hello!
Ek sê dit.
I know.
Opgevolg. Hy moes daar gewees het vir rehearsal 3 die middag, en hy het 7 die aand daar opgedaag. En die show begin 8:30.
Amateur!
Did you pay him?
Maar hy het daar weer geworsel. Wat oulik was, is, want dan bietje kom daar van stage, want speel die fucking soul volgende song, want hy moet begin en ek moet aantrek en want ek Fuck doen it. Alles op stage. Ek gaan nie backstage of iets nie. Alles al die
track
changes doen ek op stage. En hy fok net op in die musiek. En na die tyd kom een van my vriende na my toe sê, ek love die bickering tussen jou en die DJ.
Mooi uitgewerkt.
So die audience ding, dit moes so gewees het, so dit is fine.
Oh cool.
So dat is 'n ding nou, ja, uitgewerkt. En toe nou gister aan toe, gaan het smooth.
Ja, nee, dit is smooth gegaan.
So that's at, here, what's it called? Jingle Berries. Jingle Berries. Beefcakes. Look, I'm not well.
Pretoria,
I'm not well.
Yes.
Beefcakes Pretoria, where?
Yeah. in Hazelwood.
Ah. Yeah. And so every Thursday. Every Thursday it's Betty. We are going to rick up.
Yes,
we
please.
Are going to wank up as a whole team.
Ons gaan opkom.
Ja.
Ek wil sien hoe gaan sy myn opwank.
Sy kan unwank. And then
I can watch.
Yeah, true. Then we can all be there. We'll announce the date.
Betty's eyes.
Betty David's eyes. Betty Bangle's eyes. We're going to be there.
I get it now.
As a group, we're going to be there. And we're going to warn you, and you all come and join us. And it's going to be one at somewhere in May. Betty, you just tell us when you think you're ready.
I'm ready.
Can we already come?
Yeah.
Every Thursday or Friday?
No, Thursdays and Saturdays, I'm at Beefcake Pretoria.
Doing your...
Yeah, Thursdays.
It's only Thursdays we're talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
It's Betty Bangle, one-woman show.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. But what is it called? Bloemfontein.
From Bloemfontein to Broadway.
Yes.
Oh. Love it.
Can I get a lift, Gray?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So shall we make... You know what? My birthday is the 1st of June. Shall we come that night before?
Why not? Hey? And then 12 uur, dan vat jy body shot.
Ja, van
Betty af.
Okay, ek kan nie meer kom nie. Ek het vergeet dat ek iets in die stoof. But okay, we do that. We do that because that's the 31st of May. It's a Thursday.
It is indeed.
Yeah, and the first, I'm a birthday boy.
How old are you going to be?
I'm a birthday boy. And talking about birthdays, whose birthday is it this week?
Money for my kaiki.
Cliff Central.
Oh, yes.
Under all those candles, just might be a cake. We'll call the firefighters just in case. Woo-hoo. They'll bring the truck and hoses so we don't burn the place down. All your friends are here, well, at least the ones that are still around.
Hey, Cliff Central,
we're so glad that it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
One more year has come to pass.
Hey, Cliff Central,
hope you have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We sure hope it won't be your last. Scare you, maybe you need a nap. Too much excitement at this age is bad. Don't mind that creaking now. Just try to chew your food. Who knew the rusty bones could be so rude?
Hey, Cliff Central,
we're so glad that it's your birthday. One more year has come to pass.
Hey, Cliff Central,
hope you have a happy birthday. We sure hope it won't be your last.
Hey, Cliff Central.
It's our birthday. Yeah. And you know what? I got a surprise for ya. Oh.
What?
I'm opening my big black box. Yeah, I am. And this is for you, Kevin.
Oh wow, Shemaine, we see it like a sports card.
It's like Cliff Central birthday. This is for you. And read for us what Cliff Central gave us.
Skin this is too good.
Day spa. Oh my goodness, it's a
treat. Don't read it for mental retards.
It's a gift voucher from Skin Sense Day Spa. It says you're
Is
that
our black boss?
Want geëet het.
Geëet het nou
is
die
dag. Waar is ons meeting gehad?
Ja. So that beautiful it's place, it's a restaurant actually. And it's a spa.
So what can we get from that voucher?
Well, it says...
eye cream.
No, man. Treatment. We can get treatment until the 20th of June, 2022.
And so it's for the skin, the hair, the mind and the body.
Yeah, just write your name in two there. Hey, it was two is open. So you write Shemaine, you write Bernard, you Gavin, I'll write Casper, and we get Skin Sense Day Spa.
What will you take, Cassie?
I think I will do a exfoliation of my penis head.
That's going to be a little sore, I suspect.
Like a salt scrub.
What are you guys on? Yes. And it's not even spring yet.
No, it's not spring. It's fall.
I have spring as an opposite.
Yeah, nee, maar ek dink dis lekker.
I'm excited.
So thank you very much for our vouchers to 4 years. Hey, 4 years. What stands out for you? 4 years.
3 years.
Four.
My stomach.
What stands out for you? Is it 4 years or 3 years?
4 years.
4 years, Gavin. What stands
Each
out?
Each gift voucher will be issued with a monetary amount and will be valid for 3 years. That is the policy right at the bottom. Read the fine print, okay. Please.
Maar ek praat nie van dit nie.
Ek praat nie van...
Wat? Is ons nog by jou penis het?
Nee.
Nee, ons is by
klaar uitgestaan.
Gesentje wat 4 jaar oud is.
Wat staan vir jou uit van die tyd wat jy hier was? Wat was vir jou een van die hoogtepunte wat jy kan onthou? Wat jy sal vertel vir jou kinders en jou kleinkinders? Gavin?
This is a continuation. Mine's a continuation.
Jermaine? Jy is nou weer die model.
Ek loved it. Want Jermaine het haar eerste op, maar Kasper wijs daarbij.
Mama Jermaine het een model gehad wat sy
gelapdown.
Yes, whose penis head was in my face.
Was in her face.
That is what I've now gedenkt.
That's not a highlight. It was a moment.
It was for ons a highlight.
Yeah, you cows.
For me was, it's not so much a specific moment, but more the interview that we did with Karen Zoid. That stands out for me. Hmm. Want she is like, she's one of the most like, she's one of the most respected sort of musicians in the country, and I have admired how she's evolved. And for me, when she came here, I could not like utter a word. And then she ended it off beautifully. And this is what Karen did, what a lot of other interviewees do. And that is, because we work together, we're a team, we're part of the Casper radio show. But when they are in awe, when Casper compliments them, and then they return the compliment by saying, okay, we are in awe because we are being interviewed by Casper de Vries. That for me stands out as a proud member.
Aww.
Tissues.
Oh, happy music. And you, Shemaine?
Like I said, really, you guys, that for me was...
What? Karen Zoid?
No,
the peel.
The whole boys thing. You know.
Yeah, we must have them back, eh?
Yeah, because I mean, I've never seen that, and traditionally, I kind of frown at things like that. I frown at
penises.
No. at competitions where your body's on show, but you know,
it's so beautiful.
I know. I mean, it's changed my mind in the meantime. I've realized that actually, you know what?
He changed your mind with his penis.
Yeah.
And then she changed her panties.
Kan ons nou van die penis af kom?
Kom ons klim af van die penis af.
En het vir die luisteraar sê, ons praat nou oor die boys of Cliff Central.
Yes, the boys of
Cliff Central. Here comes the boys of Cliff Central.
Woo! Jay. Yeah, die. So it's
so die troll, die troll van Cliff Central het daar. Het daar gegooi vir 'n ses. Okay, Shemaine, for you always we will have them available. The
impipilis. It's not necessary. It's about looking at the body in a different way because of that show that you guys had. So
Thank
I'm not
you.
Dismissive.
Yes.
Whereas now I recognize that people actually work hard. For that.
Very hard
for that body.
Yara.
I know.
In to Hartlep jy moes uit die studio uit.
Oh yes, I was.
I think that's what our video gaan soek om net weer post weer dat mense dit kan weer sien.
Ja, ons gaan soek. But the thing is, you know, yeah, years ago a cousin of mine or whatever, he was very young and we went to see E.T. and when E.T. started, he ran out of the cinema and then he came back later. So what I'm trying to say is he was so overawed by E.T. as you were with the pill that he ran away and then came back and said, oh, but I actually love my little E.T.
No, let's put this on record.
Okay, put it on record.
The penis thing, that thing in my face by a 24-year-old was not welcome at that moment. And that's why I got out of the seat.
Ungrateful bitch.
No, you guys.
But the memory is very welcome.
No, actually not. I'm not having wanking moments thinking about that.
Is
it that act
of Charmaine to say begin het saam met ons op die show?
Ja.
Sy was 'n fucking cook.
Ek is nog steeds 'n cook.
Nee, jy het geblom, my skat.
No, I'm just more relaxed in your company. I'm just a little more relaxed in your company.
She was very, I remember her being, ja, koekerig, but more very formal.
Ja,
yeah. Maar by die tweede show.
So gesit, so gesit ja.
En soma vir Kasper geïnterview. Onthou jy, sit vir Kasper geïnterview. What the heck?
But the slap Kwela daar uit.
Sy kom Kwela hiervoor.
But the second show where she appeared, she was... To save your shop.
I'm
to save
shy.
Your
what can I say? I needed to immerse myself into your vibes. So there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, exactly. And you, Bernard, what stands out? What guest did you like the best?
Guest that I liked the best?
Or whatever.
Or not. Not.
Or not.
Or not.
Guest or not, not
the, the guest, but the whole chat and interview was Zelda Lagrancy.
Lagrancy?
Lagrancy.
When was that? Were you here that day?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, that was special. That was all these stories that she vertel het in die klein goedjies wat hoe sy vir hom koffie vat in die oggend in sy kantoor en hoe hulle mekaar gegroet het en dit was ja, dit was
good morning Mr. Mandela.
Special om
sy het 'n TV show
van die persoon af.
Did you see that there's a new TV show now on Kyk Net Kyk? One of those cake.
Dis presies wat ek nou gesê het. Seriously.
Wou gesê het. Jesus Christ. Okay, you say it, Gabby.
The abuse on this show, the abuse.
Zelda het 'n nuwe TV-program uit.
Nee, sy het nie, sy is deel van 'n nuwe TV.
Sy is deel van 'n paneel
ja.
Van Ingrid Jones.
Ja.
Sy is die editor van Juice Magazine. Kay Karim, sy is die editor van Kuier Magazine.
Kuier Karim, ja.
En dan is dit daai De Lange, Tracy De Lange. Tracy DeLange or something. Oh, Tracy DeLange. Yeah. So it's a TV presenter.
Okay.
And then one other girl that I don't know. And then Zelda. It's like a View, the View vibe.
So there's amper se tonge los net beter.
No.
Well, you're going to have to see whether it's beater when it comes on.
You know that was you know, a shade, eh? Because he was on tonga loss.
Oh,
so
shit.
He was being shaded
oh,
by
beating
her. Ek is besig 31
sorry,
mei nou,
all of a sudden. Shit.
Gavin, ek het vir jou net een woord.
Wat?
Moenie met my kak soek. Nee.
Dit is meer as een woord.
31 Mei will be the day. That'll be the day. Uh-huh. Hoo-hoo. Dit kom Empress City to Palace. Wat? Empress Palace.
Empress Palace.
That'll be the day. The Buddy Holly story. Die Buddy. Buddy is Pel en Holly is gatjie. Die Pel gatjie liedjies is op Empress
Ja, die Gatgabba story.
Gatgabbas. So that is with Brendan Paper, our favorite. Remember he was here as well a couple of weeks ago. Were you in the studio when he was here?
I was not.
Oh, no, you said, I wasn't. Were you here?
Nee, maar ek was vasgenaal in my foon se skerm.
I see, ja. That's why, did you really sell that other phone? Did you clean it?
Al drie dies.
Were you here?
I was just saying to Charmaine, I said now I wasn't here.
But you were.
Maar ons al drie kon nie, nie hier gewees het nie.
Precies.
So een van julle was hier.
Ons was. Jy. Ek was hier. So he's going to be Buddy Holly. And it's going to be at Emperor's Palace. There's a lot of musicals happening. What else do we have upcoming? Well, we got Avenue Q.
Baie wat kom.
Ja.
Avenue Q kom.
Praat gaan 'n bietjie oor Avenue Q. Ek het actually 'n boodskap hier van iemand.
Ja, Avenue Q, ek weet nie of julle weet wat Avenue Q is.
Vertel
nie.
Glad
nie.
Avenue Q is, onthou julle Sesame Street?
Yes.
Well, by ons was dit Takalani Sesame. Nou, dit is soos dit, maar vir adults. Daar's full puppet nudity, disclosure. It stars Lucy the Slut, sy is een van die poppe, en daar's Ron wat... Baie, hy is nie wie hy dink hy, of hy is nie wie mense dink hy is nie, en so daar's baie adult topics. So een van die songs is Everyone's a Little Racist.
Okay, Mark, as you are talking about that, which I think is wonderful and apt, let's listen to the
Let's.
Because he is saying a lot of things that you're saying, so let's listen to what he says, and then we fill it on.
Okay.
We fill it out.
Jy het gesê, moet praat, praat.
Wat een god is dit. Wat sê jy? Ja, ek het gesê, jy moet praat, ek weet. Maar toe jy nou praat, dacht ek, oei, Jesus, kom ek stop hom. Want...
Ons het nou gelets, en nou...
Hallo Kasper en luisteraars, dit is Jaco van Rensburg van VL Theatrical. Ek wil julle gou vinnig vertel van ons nuwe produksie wat eersdaags op die planke is by Monte Cassino. Dit is 'n musical met die naam Avenue Q, wat in 2004 die Tony Award vir Best Musical, Best Score en Best Script gewen het. Baie interessante konsep, soos wat Sesame Street deur poppespel en liedjies vir kinders lewenslessies leer Avenue Q vir groot mense van real life. Dit is absoluut hilarious and entertaining en features songs soos The Internet is for Porn en Everyone's a Little Bit Racist. So dit is nie jou traditionele Sound of Music nie. So los jou ma by die huis, of bring haar, maar moet nie langs daar sit nie. Daar is fully full puppet nudity in the show. It's very interesting and entertaining, and unlike anything that's ever been seen in South Africa, I dare say. So maak 'n draai by Avenue Q op die planke by Monte Cassino, Pieter Toerien se teater. Kaartjies is tussen R100 en R350 en ons speel van die 10de Mei tot middel Julie, so is 'n lekker lang speelvlak, maar kom vinnig want ek is seker jy gaan dit probably meer as eenmal wil sien. Alright, dankie baie. Hoop om julle daar te sien. Goed gaan by.
Yeah, you are listening to Casper's radio show.
Okay, so dit kom. En ons gaan met hulle praat ook. Ons gaan met Koosie praat en van die poppe en alles soos het hulle oopgemaak. En met dat, yeah, that was a very, very big hit on Broadway. So I think we should go and see it. You're not gonna see it again. Yeah. Ever. Mm. And it's like puppetry for adults.
Maar wat lekker is van Jaco, hulle bring regtig goeders wat niemand anders vir 'n kans vat met dit nie. Hulle is te bang, hulle maak nie geld nie. En hulle is nie bang om 'n kans te vat nie. En I mean, ons sou nie Hedwig gesien het as dit nie vir hulle was nie. Ons sou nie Avenue Q gesien het as dit nie vir hulle was nie. Wat sê Annie, Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
So, en dit is alles amazing goeders en hulle produksies is so goed. Hulle rarig, hulle, dit is nie soos partij mense wat non-replica production doen en dan denk jy, jy moes my eerder gelos het. Hulle doen rarig, amazing goed.
Hulle doen mooi.
Stunning.
We love them with all our heart for that.
Stunning.
Dan was daar 'n produksie wat ons gesien het nou die dag, Fatal Attraction, hy maak amper klaar. Ons is nou bezig met cultural items. Yeah. Fatal Attraction is at the Monte Cassino.
Dit was surprisingly goed geweest.
Dit was die fliek. Onthou julle die fliek?
Met dingiekie. Met
dingiekie.
Glenn Close.
En dingiekie.
En die haasie.
En die haasie en die pot. En so ja, there's still a week left to see that. Very interestingly done. Very theatrical. Done. So, can really go. It's a week to go. What else is still happening?
Matilda kom in Oktober.
Maar sy kom nog.
Ja, sy kom nog. Yeah. Ja, daar is nie daar iets wat nou op die oomblik nog gebeur, duideliklik nie.
Okay. Sound of Music al voorbij.
Sound of Music is nou klaar in Joburg, hulle gaan nou Kaap toe.
Hulle Kaap toe. Okay, Kaap en Naarsa. The hills are alive. Julle moet gaan.
Al Joburg se goed kom nog. Ja, Matilda
kom. Ja, maar onthou die hele wêreld luister na ons. Hallo julle daar in Arendse.
Die ABBA show, wat jy nog als dog sal geïnteresseerd wees in.
Die wat?
Die ABBA show, dit is 'n tribute show van Australië af.
Ach, Jesus, weet jy hoe baie het ek al gesien?
Ek sê maar net.
Kom maar hierna toe.
Hy kom hierna toe,
ja. Dit is nie Bjorn again.
In Januari.
Dit is nie Bjorn, dit is nou weer een ABBA show.
The ABBA show.
I did an ABBA show myself, do you know that?
Ja.
So, it better be good. But what is better news? The Avatars. Do you know about the Avatars? People... ABBA forked out, like and forked out a lot of money. And so, at the end of the year, there's going to be an ABBA, real ABBA live show with avatars. Ek sien jy kyk vir my, Shamai. Dit is toekomstig.
Waar moet ek kyk? Waar moet ek kyk? Jy praat, so ek moet vir jou kyk. Ek is besig om te luister.
Want ons het so baie daaroor gepraat, Bernard, dat die ander twee nie weet waar die fok ek van praat. Hulle kyk vir my met twee empty oor.
I wasn't there. I wasn't here that day.
So let me tell it, so that people can now remember it. Avatars, as they make ABBA, the younger, but the real ABBA, they re-record the songs, you watch them as if they're live. The band that plays on stage, there's a rechte band, but the poppe, it's not poppe, it's ABBA holograms. And it feels like you're seeing them live. And now they have announced, and everyone is very excited, that they're going to have two new songs that they've written especially, the ABBA people, and recorded especially with the ABBA girls, and that'll be released in December. Two brand new ABBA songs.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Ek dink dit gaan goed doen. En as dit goed doen, gaan hulle dalk net hulle dinge uit hulle holle uitruk en 'n hele LP maak vir ons.
LP.
A LP, dis onthou jy nog die ou dae.
Maak hulle nog LP's?
Ja, ons maak nog LP's. En soos jy kan agterkom, deesdae is dit weer mode om met die ou fucking goed. Die mense verkoop nou weer die vinyls vir R500-600, I don't know why. It's... But they apparently like that sound. I prefer my fresh digital CD sound. But that's me. So that is going to be a fantastic thing. And I'm looking forward to that so, so much.
I think all we did nog gedoen het was by die Billboard Awards met Michael Jackson.
But was hy toe al dood?
Ja. Dis skort, ek dink is so, net so Ricky na sy dood. Toet hulle moes die hologram gehad in a performance.
Ah, you're right.
Ja, maar dis nog niemand anders het gedoen. Ja, maar nie a full show nie.
Ja, maar toet hulle dat
so,
perfect.
So, dis definitief a first.
Dat is julle pa, Nat King Cole, sy dochter.
Ja, maar broer,
nie man
is,
holograms.
Nie op die skerm nie.
Okay, hier so lang show.
Dis a projectie.
Lang show.
die fucking
ding gaan loop.
En tussen jou en om jou oor.
Okay. Alicia Smith
jy kan
is in the
jy kan
house.
Een meet and greet doen na die tijd. Met die hologram.
Okay.
Die hologram.
Shit. Okay. Kinders moet nie beklei nie.
Kan ek omstrede vraag vraag?
Vraag
omstrede? Is dit omstrede?
Dis al wat jy doen altijd.
So Betty en Gavin en Shemaine het na hulle oomlikke vertel. Gaan Kasper nie sy oomlik deel met ons nie?
O, maar Shemaine.
Hoe kom is dit omstrede?
Strewe, oom strewe.
Oom strewe,
strewe.
Ja, gemaak om na kak te bewe.
Maar Shemaine, jy het gesê, jy het iets van my.
Ek het vir jou verrassing.
Ok, vertel.
Ok, jy het gesoek vir een update van ons logo. Van jou show's logo.
Oh, let me tell you what happened. Let me give you the background here. I went through our logos on the Club Central website, and everything was quite nice and colorful, except the Casper Radio Show is like this vomit green. And you can't see the name properly. And I thought, fuck, let's get a new logo. And then they said, well, get a graphic designer, and you got a logo. And I said, I don't have a graphic designer.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the story drifts off in my world.
Well, now you know, we all know people, you know. So, so anyway, there's this guy, Emmanuel Peterson.
Emmanuel?
Yeah, and he's happy to talk to you about doing one for you.
Mahala.
Of course.
Oh, Emmanuel, you must.
Peterson, so, but you need to talk to him. You need to tell him what you need.
No, Emmanuel, you do it.
So, what? Do you want to phone him? Shall we phone him?
Yeah, okay, let's phone
him. And then you can talk to him over the phone?
Let's do that.
Okay, let's see if he's
I don't know
still
how
available.
It works. Can't you ask her where we have to phone him?
Huh?
Ask her where we have to phone him, then we can talk to him professionally on the fucking...
Okay, okay. So, are you hearing?
Give him the fucking number.
Okay, don't be so rude. So, let ek nou gauw die man se nommer vir jou kry.
Okay, moet dan nie hardop sê nie.
Of course.
Ek gaan jou mic afsit.
Ach, jere toch, Kasper.
Ek praat met al Wiebe. I'm gonna try and get the phone on so long. And this is, I must press this button. Here.
Press the button, I'll turn
sauce.
It.
Sauce. It's sauce. Now, what sauce do I want? Garlic sauce? No, I want the... Sky Telco that I press. So we're already on the phone already. So she's going to phone. Let me just tell you people while they're busy. Mm. So I went to the roast of some Mizzy.
Did you?
I did.
How was it?
Our boss was the MC.
Oh, yes, of course, Gareth Clare.
He did it very well. Yeah,
oh,
I remember the first roast was with Trevor Noah. I was in it. It was Steve Holtmeyer. The second host was with Jimmy Carr, and it was Kenny Kunene. Mm. Now, the third roast, hosted by Cliff Central, Gareth Cliff, and it was with Someezy. It's going to be on Comedy Central, Clit Central, Monday night, and then on Tuesday it's going to be on Showmax.
I can't wait.
It was very funny. Things were flying around, insults and barbs. It's fantastic. The only thing that was cuck is that they think they must warm up the audience before the roast. Everyone is already sitting there very excited about the roast, and then they brought on Mpops, who I love. Mpops. But he carried on for 45 minutes with a fantastic show, high energy, Broadway quality fucking one-man show that left us all exhausted.
Oh my goodness.
And now the roast starts and we're all tired. So they shouldn't have done that. So we finished after 12 at night. So and the next roaster, and everyone goes, oh my god, noch een. So they shouldn't have done that. They should have started at 8 and not 9:15, and it would have been fan fucking. But watch it, look at it. I don't know what it's going to be better, the edited version or the long version, but some wonderful lines were thrown out. What is thy man, Fikikili
Makapalula?
Yeah, and Skumba. And Mops Mopmiani's bride to be, who is her?
Mops. Was Mops da?
Yeah, say bride to be.
Oh, say bride to be.
I don't know her name now. And then there was Kurt Darren, which was actually quite funny. And
what?
Yeah, because they dissed him. And then there was this Radio 5 guy, what's his name?
Fresh.
Yeah, Fresh. And Skull Poseidon Note and some Indian woman, I don't know. It was very funny. So, look forward to that, people.
Oh, wow.
What are we so is going to call?
Emmanuel, I think, is on the phone.
Really? Already on the phone?
I think
Emmanuel
so.
Peterson?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Well, let's see if he's there.
Emmanuel?
Hello.
Hi! Regen, jy?
Rustig, geen klagtes nie.
Okay, hier's Casper. Ek het vir Casper gesê, jy is bereid om vir hom 'n logo te maak. So julle twee kan ons nou lekker gesels, nê?
Awesome.
Baie dankie. So het Shemaine jou gesê, het jou gaan kyk op die Cliff Central website, hoe lyk hierdie kak logos?
Ja, kyk, ek was mos nou al 'n paar keer by Cliff Central, so ek volg julle al 'n geruime tyd.
Jy's 'n liewe dierbare.
Julle logo is hyper kak, hoor.
Hy is flits. Hy's flits en val, Emmanuel. Kom ons sproes hom bietjie op.
Okay, perfect. Wil jy hê ek moet vir jou 'n banner ad vir Facebook en goed ook design of net die logo van hom?
Nee, kom ons doen net die logo soos daar, want as jy nou opgaan op Cliff Central se website, dan is daar al hierdie shows, het so 'n vierkant blokkie, en dan is dit die sex show, en dit, en dit, en allemaal is al vir kleertjie, myne is kotsgroen, en mis kan nie om actually sien nie.
Yeah,
I kom ons maak hom fucking uitstaan.
Okay,
and that's we do that because I was told I must get my own graphic designer, so I'm getting one now on air.
Amazing.
Ek soek ook 'n gunsie, Emmanuel, dis Gavin wat praat. Ek soek ook gunsie. I need my face. I need my face like just up like
I thought covered up.
No.
Gavin, do you want me to make you a couple of years younger?
Impossible.
There's no Betty die.
Ons almal weet jy is super hot en
Dankie Emmanuel, ek sien jou oor 3 ure.
He's married.
On to the training weekend, nee.
Yes. Ek sien hom regtig oor 3 ure.
Oh ja, by the way, jy het weer in mekaar mos. En Betty's, wat soek jy van Emmanuel?
Nee, ek soek niks nie. Ek is nie soos Gavin nie.
Ek wil iemand wat niks wil hê van Emmanuel af nie.
Dit is Betty.
Maar
ek kan vir jou... Ek sal een
logo vat.
Moet nie so skree nie, mense.
Ek is excited vir een logo vat.
Gelukkig is hulle almal in die studio besig om met my te praat.
Ja. Emmanuel.
I love it.
Jy is fantastisch, Emmanuel. So, when you're ready for it, we can upload it and we have a look. We can make it, I will announce it and we will make a big thing of it.
Awesome. Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I think this is a goeie idee, nee, want jy weet ons ek nou in bemarking, nee.
Ja.
I'm going to create 3 or 4 different ones. En dan hoekom kry jy nie jou luisteraars om te help?
Yes.
Wow.
You are so clever.
You get some and he gets some. I love how you think, baby.
Okay, so ek is excited. Ek gaan julle almal se persoonlikhede mooi inbring. Mm-hmm. En kom ons moet die flippen.
No, it's about me. Emmanuel, it's just about me, not them. Fuck them, okay. It's just about
I'll
me.
I'll make it all about you.
Yeah.
All about you.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited. I'm going to start vanmiddag daarmee.
Oh, you good thing.
Bye, dankie.
Nee, dankie vir julle. Ons praat. Dankie vir julle vertroue in my.
Oh, Emmanuel. Dis goed, dankie Charmaine, jy's 'n dierbare slet.
Dankie Cassie. Was nog nooit 'n slet voor my gesig genoem nie.
Ja. But now we're going to have a nice logo.
And awesome, it's stand play for you.
Out. I went to the Taylor show. We had her as a guest some time ago. Were any of you here?
No.
You were, hey. Mm. It was a fantastic show.
Liz Taylor.
Let me my spoeg inslik voordat ek dit mors op die mixer. Taylor. Uh-huh. We went to the Taylor.
She's amazing. Show. Yes, it's that girl.
She is amazing with
she's
you.
She's staying in England now. Mm. And she came for a tour now. She's still busy. What a talent. I've never seen something like this. It's like amazingly international. You will never see anyone on earth like her. Mm. That I can tell you.
Wow.
She is amazing. She's mad, which is a thing that you have to be if you want to be that good.
Mm.
And sy het ons hier live gesing by ons ook. En dan sy het byvoorbeeld sê, and I want to be with you forever and ever.
Yes.
One song,
she does like 3-4 different characters.
It's like she's different possessed voices by demons. I love it.
Yeah. Proper.
She's amazing. We love Taylor.
Het sy enige covers gedoen of meestal haar eie goed?
Sy het net haar eie goed gedoen. Mm. The Wolf and awesome. The Pistols and whatever else.
Mm. But
everyone
shaped like a gun, nie pistols nie.
I shat like a gun. That's right. I went to eat Indian and then I shat like a gun. Yeah, Beulah. And every song is like an experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's very polished looking people.
Well, they're not for us, hey.
Did it throw you?
I thought they came to dance. We're going to talk about dance.
Oh, what is Rian?
Riri is nie hier vandag nie. Maar ons gaan wel dans. Ons gaan wel dans. Ons gaan praat oor dans. Dis die hele dans ding aan die kom in hierdie show wat ons lekker oor gaan praat. Dis whole promotion and you have to listen and we're going to go Facebook live later about this. So
wie sing nou weer die ding want sy wil dansen. Dansen.
Steve Bos. Oh, neem het my kak soek nie salagat.
Salagatle.
So, Taylor, if you still can't see, I don't know how many shows she's got left. Do we know? I think she was at Cresta Wednesday.
And Barnyard.
Bitinda. Yeah.
But go. She is a world talent. And one day people are going to crawl through glass to be able to afford her. So please go now. And then tonight, there's a show on that I'm going to watch for the first time in my whole fucking life. The Script.
Ah.
The Script. Now, I thought it was a religious show, but it's not. The Script is a band.
Oh.
Do you know them?
No. What is it on telly or is it on one of your Netflix show, Max Gunn?
No, I'm going to see them live in Pretoria, fucking yeah. And I'm going to see them at the new arena there.
Yet hulle jy kom?
Yes.
Awesome.
They do. I'm going to meet them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm going to shake the little paws. But let me try and play something for you from the script, because they're actually quite wonderful. Charmaine, you're going to love them.
Okay.
And you're going to fucking... what you're also going to do is you're going to recognize it. Because they're not that...
unfamous.
This one. This one.
They're not that young.
This one. This one. You'll know. Is it playing? Is this one?
Where next?
Equal. What do you eat? Equal focal. What do you eat?
Next.
What would I do?
There you go.
What would I do with him?
What?
Come on.
Fuck. Yeah. What the fuck is that? Okay, well, it's a video what now speel. Because when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. You know this? What am I supposed to do
when the best part of me is always you? It's beautiful.
That's them.
This is so hot.
I'm falling to pieces.
Is this them?
Yeah.
That's
hot.
It's time. What is this, Charmaine?
Are we going to the wedding?
No, it's not a wedding.
Are we going to the races?
No, it's not. This Someone's is the Eurovision Song Contest. So, you weren't here that day when we had a panel and we discussed all the songs. I don't think Betty was here either. But Gavin was here.
I seem to have been here a lot of times.
Yeah, I could daarom hierdie jaar die Eurovision gemis.
Yeah, Gavin, you kind of...
For
what does that mean?
You've been good.
For a thoroughbred homosexual, you are really in a bad place, Banner.
Thank you. So, is that too much? That is it.
Your ma is too much.
Soms. Ma.
Okay. I take note.
This is the Eurovision Song Contest. This the It's like a gay fucking field of sushi.
But take a moment to think about it. Most gay things is a bit too much.
Oh, please. Coming from you. God, daar is nog glitter op jou hol van straat. Maar nee, dit is nou... This is the gay thing. And so it's happening next week. Charmaine, can I tell you? As a gay, can I tell you?
Tell me as a gay.
Charmaine, next week it's in Portugal. And then... 42 songs will be sung with glitter and smoke and special effects, and then all the gays will decide which song will be the mostest by next Saturday. So we got two semi-finals this week. Next week, Friday, I'll be back here and I'll discuss what I've seen, and then next Saturday night is the final. But since we have discussed this competition, and since Gavin has listened to a couple of the songs a few weeks back, Baie Water het in die see geloop in het. So I just want to recap, and especially
yes,
for Gavin then.
Is it a prerequisite that I watch?
I don't know whether you're going to enjoy it or not. Do you like music? Because you don't really like music, don't
I do. I love music. We just all love different music.
It's 42 countries.
It's to say that if you like music, you will like...
Where do I put your mic off?
That's a belief.
Yeah.
So there is some good songs in the Eurovision. But
please, there is some. Like he's. Mighty one. What songs do you like?
I can't have it for three years.
Exactly.
Een song wat jy gespeel het wat oulik was.
I rest my fucking case.
Die rest was maar bietjie.
Ja, jou ma.
Patricia Looserig.
It's like blasphemy. It's like stabbing Christ in the groin. Oh.
Is that blasphemy? Stabbing Christ in the groin.
Yeah, that is a bit.
Is it?
I think so. He wouldn't be like you. He would go, fuck you, ow! Listen. Now, here are some of the songs that are in my top five.
Okay. I hope it's in the panel's top five as well.
No. It's my top five since we
did you compare it?
No, it's me after all
I don't
these
think
weeks.
He cares.
So what happened was, since then they have started rehearsing. You can watch the rehearsals live.
Okay.
From Portugal. So they've started rehearsing. So now it changes your perspective. It changes your perspective on the shows when you see them live as well. So here are my refined numbers that I like.
Fabulous.
This is one we actually listened to, Gavin. And it's still one of my tops. If it will win, I don't know. But it's got an outside chance. And we all here in the studio loved this song. So let's... Do you remember it? Neither do I. Shall I help it along? Okay.
Dit remind my bietjie aan Lena. David,
wie is Lena?
Lena wat by Mr. Gay World South in Africa gesing het.
Ons gaan weer voor. Animals, animals. Okay. Then there's one from Ireland, which didn't do very well at the beginning, but now they have started to present their stage show. And it is, like the video, two men dancing. It's a gay love story. They will not get votes from the Balkan countries, but I think the Europeans will put them up there to 10 or 12 points because it is a beautiful staging. You said that we would all remember this one? We chose it as our winner, Gavin. Why would you love look me in the eyes? Look me in the eyes. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why.
Number 8. It was number 8 on our list.
You mean the list we listened to, and then we said it's number one.
Because you gave us 30 songs to listen to.
Yeah. So the staging of this is absolutely beautiful, Bernard. It's two men dancing. I think you will vomit because you don't like these gay things. And I haven't seen since we started going out. How could you love? This is the other one that might still do good, do well. That's Spain. Also a ballad. Beautiful little Spanish guy with his... Yes, it's Kakaya Imagina. With his girlfriend. His real life girlfriend.
What language is this?
Spanish. A lot of spitting. They now saying we love you, and he says I love you, and then he says no, I love you more, and then. And then my favorite is still Finland Monsters. I love this song. The presentation of Monsters isn't as beautiful as I thought it would be. So it's not spectacular. Where Ireland's presentation is beautiful with the gay dancers. But the song, once I grabbed you by the balls, my darlings, it's coming.
Dis die song wat ek van gehou het en te sê ek dit klink amper soos die nuwe song van Frozen.
Was war denn Vicky Banner? So, wat het jy gesê?
Ek het gesê, dis die song waarvan ek gehou het, wat jy gespeel het. En toe sê ek nog, daar's 'n nuwe song wat hulle geskryf het spesifiek vir die Broadway weergawe van Frozen, wat ook Monster is.
So wat probeer jy daarmee sê?
Laat ek dit nie heeltemal haat nie, dis net...
Hoe ek nog gesê, hulle
ek kyk nie al die... behind the scenes dokumentaire van die Eurovision.
Ek doen, want ek is 'n volwaardige mof.
Ek wil so...
So next week I'll give us an update on what has happened. But I hope these songs I have played now are all through to the final. Because if they're not, I'm going to be very, very unhappy. Sorry, Gavin, you wanted to comment?
Do you ever say you as a mof? And to say I feel done as an onvolwaardige mof.
Yeah, I think
but you... But I need not thing. Dat ik jullie die behind the scenes goeders volg.
Oh, you have
but
to.
But I
think it's more European gays.
Then what are we?
Gavin, yeah, only for musicals, nee.
We are African guys,
yeah, it's not volwaardige mof, nee.
You don't like musicals, hey? Oh, Gavin.
Al die jare wat hy verskonings uitding van ek het kopseer, ek kan dit nie maak nie, of ek is laat, ek
because
het 'n meeting.
It's the straight in him.
Eintlik, hou hy net nie daarvan nie. Sien ek toe in 'n post op Facebook.
How dare thee. How dare thee. Dis is 'n bietjie... Eurovision humor, ek weet nie of julle dit gaan verstaan nie, maar die mense wat volwaardige mollas is sal, nee, it's just that when you vote Eurovision, remember you vote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, and then...
Hoor julle dit?
12 points, wat hoor ek?
Oor. Dis jou myn wat eet, have you ever, dit is soos raindrops in my oor.
And so you know, there's a guy called, what's his name, he's kind of cute, Jack Whitehall, and he says yeah, but Eurovision is very die mense stem vir hulle eie maatjies, né? In arme United Kingdom kry baie keer nie stemme nie omdat Europe vir mekaar stem en United Kingdom sê daar hallo, who was the biggest of them all one day once, and so hy spot 'n bietjie daarmee. Luister hierna, kyk of julle dit kan lag en verstaan.
Right there, like, I'm just showing how angry we were as a nation, didn't it, the right? And you know, that's why I think we're so unpopular, because we are, let's face it, we're not very popular in the UK. Like, look at Europe hate us, and I always think that's so unfair, because we've done so much shit for Europe. We've helped bail out Greece and Ireland, helped put stop to racially motivated genocide in the Balkans, liberated half of Europe from Nazi occupation. But do they show us any thanks? Come Eurovision time. And I get so fed up with that. I love Eurovision, I do. I think it's brilliant. But every year, we get fucked over by the rest of Europe because they always say it's political, don't they? It's very political, the Eurovision Song Contest. Even when we send over the big guns like Blue or Engelbert Humperdinck, it's still going to be nil point, because it's political. Well, do you know what I've decided? We fight back. We get political on their asses. Next time the Eurovision Song Contest comes around and it comes to the bit where they give out the points, this year, Moldova have decided we will only be sending 2 points to the UK because we did not agree with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh, very well, Moldova. Only sending us over 2 points? Well, do you know what we're going to be sending you over, Dov? Those Tomahawk missiles. You saw that shit we were pulling in Libya? Well, you're next, Moldova, just as soon as we found out where the fuck you are.
Don't talk. Body language. Body language. Body language.
So, do you want to own a car? You can win it with your body. Mm. With your body language. Yes. Yes, people. All you have to do is dance your car into your garage. It is with the courtesy of Elegance Fuel. Elegant Fuel, it's called. And we call it our Elegant Fuel promotion. And you can win a Polo Vivo. If you dance, you know what you're going to do. We're going to talk about it. Now, you got to dance on video. Any fucking thing you want to dance. 10 seconds, 1 minute, a whole dance opera of 9 hours if you've got the data. And then you're going to send it in. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. And then they're going to look at it, these Elegant Fuel people. And you are going to then win a car. You're going to win 10,000 rand petrol vouchers. You're going to win such a lot of things. But if you go to a garage, any old garage, Sasol, Wim Clippies, a fucking Pompey, wherever you can get your petrol, you record yourself dancing there, and then the prizes get even more. It is just amazing. So, Gareth, I'm going to give you this. You have a read here. And you tell us all about it now as well. You can have a look at the face of this competition is Frank Opperman. Papa's a whoopsie, whoopsie, poopsie, poosie, moosie.
That's Chris at Lifa, yeah.
Yeah, Lifa. He's got the face. He wasn't dancing with the stars. Okay? And he's also dancing all around the internet. What do you love?
He has got the face.
Yeah, that's what would it
No, man, he is the face, I mean. He is the face of the soccer. And so we are going to be part of it. And I've got an announcement. We are all going to dance now.
What?
Each and every one of us is going to dance.
Ek voel baie krippel vandag.
No, you don't, Betty Bangles.
Oh, ek het my pols gevat van my been.
Oh,
ek is 'n bietjie lighoofdig.
Ek kan myself nie oor ys nie. Ek moet jou doen vanaand.
Fuck yourselves. We all going to dance. And you know what, people? We got a wonderful, wonderful special guest here today. It's his third time. You know what that means, hey? What does it mean if it's your third time? What's your name, Betty?
Then you become a thing that I can't remember the name.
Futs.
No, what? No, he is a Futs already.
Yeah. He is our
order of the.
He is our
fucking garter, I think.
He is. The what did you
a
say?
Gotcha.
The guard, the guardian of the data.
Oh dear God. Extra special.
Our special guest is none other than Jared Newton. Yay! Yay! Oh, hello. Jared.
Yeah,
so
back.
Nice to have you here really again. Game. Let
Hello.
Me just hi.
Familiar now, huh?
Oh. Familiar, yes.
Yeah, you are a
so
Futs.
So good to be back.
You are. I have been a Futs already, friend of the show. So now we're gonna knight you.
I love that. So how are you gonna knight me? You have to explain it to the listeners.
We're gonna switch off.
Oh, you make it sound delicious.
We're gonna switch off all the lights. Then I will knight you.
The dream come true, Casper.
Today's show is on
third
another
time
level.
Lucky. Third time lucky.
And I will be gentle.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, so you're going to become Sir Jared, which is nice.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be Sir Jared. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Can go live with the queen and all her knights.
And
won't
then,
have a problem.
Then you're going to become, when you come back again, which you will surely, you will be Lord Newden.
I love the spin. On Nurden. Nurden.
Nurden is better,
you know
hey? It sounds very
it's
Scandinavian.
Like very, yeah.
Because you're actually Nurden. But Nurden sounds
like
nerd.
Royal family, you know?
Nurden.
Norway, Norwegian, yeah. I've always said.
Lord Nurden.
Yes.
And then when you come back again, I will be 90. You will be the order of the garter, not the fucking data.
Ek het nie gesê data nie, ek het gesê the order of the garter.
Ja, maar jy het met onsekerheid gesê.
Jou poes.
Oh my god, we are slinging.
Lots of love.
I hope your mom is not listening.
She obviously is definitely listening.
My family would be proud of you.
Tanny Mandy.
So, are you going to dance with us, Nana?
Yes, we're going to, what would we even do? Like a, well, it's, a simple it's something.
Yeah, no, just it's for fun. Because the whole thing is,
you know what I mean?
It's not going to be like an award-winning dance routine. It's just to show fun.
Absolutely.
And fun
us.
Will come across, you see. So, it's this elegant fuel competition that you can go to the website. It's elegant... the hockey group, elegant dash group. .co.za competition. Go there. And wherever you go to print your video, whether it is on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pornhub, wherever. You just do a hashtag with it. To be frank, because it is Frank Opperman. Yes. Or you can go to Frank Opperman's Facebook page.
And what are these prizes that you speak of?
What are the prizes? Please tell me.
Someone has stolen my...
I'm pouting, I don't know why.
No, they're doing... No. Jared is here and everyone's just doing pictures.
The prize is a polo.
A polo vivo.
Yeah, but as you now garage to go, dan win je wat nog.
Dan,
well, jy wen a polo, hey.
Jy wen, jy wen gratis petrol.
Ja,
wat van ons wat diesel het?
Ja, listen, we need petrol, hey. It goes
we
up.
Need petties. Hey, it's going up.
Yeah, so.
It's going up, hey, the petties. So how
again?
Much?
Again?
Say that.
We're going to be broke.
So jy kan gratis petrol vir 'n jaar lank wen. Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. Isn't it wonderful? Okay, isn't that wonderful?
That is absolutely amazing.
But you have to go to a garage to do that.
I wonder if it's any garage.
I told you. This one clip is a fucking knoppie werf.
Oh, yes, of course. It's at the Elegant...
Elegant Fuels.
Fuels Filling Station.
They are the promoters for this. It's called Elegant Fuel. Elegant Fuel. And what is Elegant Fuel? It is the blood in our veins. No, I don't know what it is, but it sounds like... Can I put on or have you finished fucking talking, you clot?
We've stopped talking.
Okay.
We've stopped making selfie videos.
Oh, Jared.
You're laughing at me, you foolish boy.
So, what happened, people, was I was sitting... At that sushi place, Bernard, you and I, it's closed now, John Dory, there at Monte Cassino.
Yes.
And in walked the lovely Angelic. Jared Newton walked in and he said, I want to speak to you guys. And we said, Jared, come sit your lovely little bum next to him. And he said, well, you know what? I've got a surprise. I've got a secret I want to share. And I said, Jared, I know about it already. And I also can't help it.
You know it was that. Absolutely.
And he said, no. You know what? I am going to play in Priscilla, and I'm going to play that part, Cusper, that you said I was going to play,
you
and I didn't.
You prophesized it. Remember?
And it is Felicia Gonna Goodfellow. What?
Felicia Jolly Goodfellow.
Yes. And that part was played very aptly and nicely by Philip Schnettler.
Absolutely.
But I saw Jared in that long before, and I said, he's going to play it, and he didn't, and I was so upset. And now it came true. He said, I'm actually going to play it. Where? We shouted. And the one or two waiters fell with their orders.
Sushi fell off the table,
yeah.
You know,
because we
were shouting. Opening.
That's amazing.
I'm going to play it. I did an audition, and I'm going to play the part. I was so happy.
So you're an oracle.
Well,
Casper,
I saw. So tell us all about it. How did it happen then?
Well, it was amazing. So I was at the time. I was on Joseph when I was last here on as a FOTS.
Could be.
So I was busy with that beautiful show, and what happened was is a friend of mine sent me an email, and she was like, Priscilla Queen of the Desert is auditioning in New York City for Norwegian Cruise Liner. And I said to her, you know, I don't know, I can't do the audition. I'm not going to be there in person.
Yeah, you can fly there now.
You have to fly there and you have to do it in person. And you know what? I just was like, let me just send an email. And, you know, the worst anyone can ever say to you is no, you know, so just try your best. So I just put up an email and I just said to them, listen, would you consider a video audition? I would love to be in the show. I'm currently on a tour at the moment, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And long story short, I put a couple of videos down initially with some help from some friends in here in South Africa. And I sent off my first round of auditions and I got a call back for Felicia, which was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the plummy. That's the plum part, man.
And I was like, it's insane. And they were like, absolutely, you can send through your videos.
Oh my God.
And then they said to me, would you consider ensemble? So, because I couldn't be there in person to audition. So I was like, absolutely. You know, I just would love the opportunity to be in the show.
Yeah.
And when I got to New Zealand with Joseph and we were performing it in New Zealand, I said to them, okay, let me put down some more callback material for Felicia and for ensemble. And 2 weeks before the end of my tour in New Zealand, I woke up like a movie, you know, early in the morning, and I read my email and it said I'd been offered the role of Felicia. To it's play like, it on the ship. It was
wonderful.
Amazing.
Like a
dream
come true. It is.
It was a complete dream come true.
If I had the money, I would have flown on that fucking ship and see you do it. I really, but hopefully one day I will.
And you will.
One day when you'll have have an avatar, like a Jared.
I wish I could fly you all there.
And how long are you going to be on it then?
You see, he's been there already.
I've already done it.
It's all done.
It's all done.
I want to know everything about it. So you arrived for the rehearsals. You had to meet this cast. Were you scared, nervous? They are going to be a bunch of bitches.
First of all, the process getting to rehearsals was a thing. So basically being on C, you know, you have to have all these like courses and you know, all these qualifications, like just for like safety and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And for your seaman's book.
Oh, right. I like that word.
Play on word, right? So whenever I said to someone, I'm qualifying for my seaman's book, they were like, what is that?
That's a mouthful.
You know?
This show has started very innuendo-ful.
I know. It's because we're excited.
Going on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So basically, before I left to America to start rehearsals, I had to do like my fireman's course and how to combat pirates. I said to them, literally, I was on this course and I said to them, listen, I'm going to be the most highly qualified drag queen at sea. Should this ship go down, Felicia's got you under control, you know what I'm saying?
Heels and all. How long was it?
It was 10 days in Cape Town. It was hardcore.
Wow.
I was a full on fireman. I was in those stimulator machines, like with fires in there, putting them out. I was like, what is my life?
Stimulator machine or simulator machines?
Stimulator and simulator. Simulator for sure.
Bet you got me alive.
So I finished the course and then I flew to Florida in America and to start rehearsals. And you know what? It was the most incredible experience, you know, flying there. I knew no one. I was the only South African in the show, and we had guys from Broadway there, we had guys from the West End, Australia, you know. It was a real international company and was so exciting. And the whole setup, you know, Norwegian Cruise Liner Creative Studios has really set up a huge a place in Florida, you know, to rehearse. You know, there's 26 ships that they have where they, you know, putting on shows every 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's just so professional, so well run. And we got into rehearsals and it was literally a dream come true every single day. It was so cool. Yeah.
How different are those ship shows from the actual
musicals
in theaters?
Well, you see, normal ship shows, you'll still have your review shows and your variety shows, but what is so nice and what has changed, that I would say the past 3 to 5 years, is now ships are starting to introduce musical theater onto their ships.
Yes.
And those shows are literally the exact same that you would see on land. So either on Broadway, West End, or these international tours that you would see here, just a little bit shorter, so they wouldn't have an interval. So any scenes, like for Priscilla, our show was a 90-minute show. It ran from beginning to end, and it was the Broadway version, which was so exciting. So I got to do all the Madonna music. Yeah, I got to sing Holiday, and it was just amazing. And so basically they would just cut out the insignificant scenes, the scenes that just, you know, are there to elongate the show. But it was the same show, same costumes. I was quick changing for my life. Every time I was on stage, I'd always say it was my breather. And every time I was off stage, I had dresses and I was pulling off costumes and split seconds to get into things. But the most exhilarating, healing show ever, you know, on a ship, you know, you're performing to people who aren't necessarily your theater typical audience.
Yes.
So it was quite interesting. Once we moved from the Mediterranean, where we performed in Italy, France, Spain, all those countries, which were amazing. You know, we did the cross Atlantic to America, to the Caribbean and the Bahamas and Jamaica and all of that, and Mexico. And then you got your like Trump supporters, you know, and you're very southern, very... I would say that, but very Nick-ish. You know, just like not very open-minded as such, you know.
Yeah,
and you'd always get your audience come in and it would be full, and I'd always think, well, what did you think you were coming to watch? You were coming to watch us drag queens tell you a beautiful story. But then I'd get up during Hot Stuff or Material Girl, and they just, a whole row would stand up and walk out the theater.
Is that disconcerting, though?
You know what? In the beginning, it was. And, you know, I think it always is a bit disconcerting. But, you know, you are challenging an audience's perspective on life, you know. And you're just trying to... And the beautiful thing was, is that I was like, okay, fine. That row left. But look at all the people who stayed. Mm. And at the end of the show, those people would have we would have a standing ovation every night. Mm. Their minds were opened. You know, yeah, love, kindness, peace, and just... Moving on, Priscilla.
It was amazing. But we were sailing very quickly now through names. I want to go back a bit. But
Yeah.
So
go back.
You went to all these wonderful places, because I did follow you on Instagram, and I saw, now you're in this island, now you're on this fucking island, now you're there, now you're there. So how did it work? Did you upload people and download people?
I know. So what happened was, is that, so you did like your 5-week rehearsal process in America.
Yeah.
Then the queens and the divas of the show. So you have your divas, which sing in the show, and then your three queens. We flew out to Europe early because the casts change every 6 months. So you have a takeover cast. So you have that 1 week where you're just backstage and you're just watching everyone, how they do the quick changes, where to stand, all that kind of stuff. And so we started in Europe. And what was so nice is on this contract is that our job was to do the musical. So we did two nights a week, double show. So you'd do a 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock.
Wow.
It was hard work when you worked hard. You know, it was back to back. So I usually started at 4 PM and I'd walk out the theater at like 12:30 at night. Mm. But then I had 4 days off a week.
Yeah.
And that was
fantastic.
Insane. Because then you would wake up in another country every day.
But I suppose Joseph was a good way of preparing for those back-to-back shows.
Yes, 100%. Because we had those triple shows Saturdays, remember? And 8 shows a week.
But what you described now is very much Las Vegas. It's like 2 shows a day and then a couple of days off.
Yes, well...
The routine.
The routine of it, absolutely.
Cirque du Soleil and stuff,
you know,
like
because,
that.
Because they have to see the show. They can only see the show so many times, you know, and we shared the theater with Burn the Floor. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing show.
Yeah.
So every week they would have to swap the shows out in the theater, break down the bus, you know, break down the set, pack it away, pack it up, and rebuild the set every week. So every week you would have a tech week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you been bitten by the bug? Do you want to go again? Do you feel like this is your kind of route to go?
I mean, I've always been bitten by the musical theatre bug as such.
Of course.
But, you know, whether it's performing here in South Africa, performing on the ship, or, you know, my dream is still to move eventually to America. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, you have dreams and, you know, whether they they succeed or not, you have to just try. You have to and try you just it. Have to set up a life. Totally. And, you know, you just have to go for it. So that's my plan still.
What's your awesome. Dream role on Broadway?
Oh, shucks.
If you could play anything.
So many.
No.
Male or female role?
Male or female, I would want to be Elphaba and Wicked.
Really?
For sure. I love that show.
Is she green?
Hey?
She's green.
She's green, but yeah. she's, you know, she's
and she flies on a
extraordinary.
Strong
she's weird.
But you know, Jared, you have to go because you can do movies and TV and everything there.
There's just, you know, there's a,
you know, try
there's,
it.
It's a difficult industry. I was there. I went on holiday again now in February to New York and, you know, have friends there. And the hustle is extremely difficult. And, yeah. you know, I obviously know the reality.
But the payoffs.
Of,
and, can the payoffs you know, not you be can, your... Your ultimate thought.
Absolutely. And, you know, God has a plan for all of us. Okay, and if yeah. it's your destiny, it's your destiny.
Nice
you know?
To mention God in an atheist show, but yeah.
You know, I just have to chuck it in there.
Now, in your 20s, everything is possible.
But Jared, I had a look now, for instance, at Neil Sandilands and what's Mikim Engelbrecht. They are now on Flash, okay, on Netflix. And they, like Instagram, they had like 5 followers. They've got thousands now.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
like that. Just because of that one fucking show.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So, I mean, if you hit it, you hit it.
And you know what? I always say to people, like, you're the only one who can know how far you can go. Like, because everyone will have their own perspective of you yes. and their own opinion of you. And you never want those judgments to infringe on your beliefs about yourself. So if you have something you want to try, just try it, you mm. know, and see what happens.
But look what happened now. I think that was a wonderful thing that you had this opportunity to do this show.
Yes.
And a lot of people from all over the world saw you.
Yeah, which was amazing. And what was so cool is that, you know, at the time I was so upset that I couldn't do it here in South Africa. But what was so beautiful is that I got to do it on the ship.
The payoff.
And then what was so beautiful is that I got to hand it over to Philip, who played it here. And
exactly.
now he's on the ship.
How's that?
Wow.
But how did that happen?
So he also just applied.
Mm.
And because he was already part of the Priscilla
family.
Company and family, you know, they spotted him and he did the same process. And, you know, he got on. And I was just like, you know what? 2 South African boys rocking this Felicia job.
One after the other. That's
you know,
fantastic.
And it's just so beautiful. And he's rocking it right now as we speak. Yeah. And we could have shared it. You know, they've offered me to come back now in July, but I've
you don't want to
got
know.
another thing up my sleeve. So I can't leave.
He said, can I sing this? Bum, bum, bee, ba, da, ba, da, ba, ba. Does that make...
Absolutely.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. So that's going to be the next.
But tell me, if they do come, that's my question. And you've answered it halfway. But let's say in 6 months' time, they still do Priscilla and they do get back to you again and you have the time, would you do it again?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I say to them, you know, I'd love to do the show again. It's just such beautiful work,
yeah.
you know, and that's what we do. Whether it's here or there or anywhere, as long yeah. as you're doing the work that you love doing,
yeah.
that's why we do it. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time to be knighted, Jared.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Casper, should I get
I'll
ready?
Hit the lights.
Hit the lights, Betty.
No, it doesn't hurt. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He says it all
I
the
don't
time.
I want to cry.
Let me just get the music, because this happens with music. And then we will just... But what do you say? We will call you sir after this. So let me just ask the trumpeters. You see those most beautiful men with the bulges and the trumpets. Okay, you can go. Today is a solemn day in which, well, also a joyful day, in which we will knight Jared Nurden on this 4th of May, 2018. Jared Fotz of the Casper Radio Show is now kneeling in front of Casper. Casper is taking out what looks like a little knife and putting it gently on Jared's shoulder. He wipes the knife on... I know it's something... what's happening on that shoulder. Now he's moving the dripping knife over to the other
shoulder. Casper.
And he is saying a word. Let's listen in. Jared Newden, arise. You have been knighted as Sir Jared. Go out and make believers of disbelievers. We have to throw in something religious now. And carry your title with pride. You and so many worthy men as the Sir of the world, Sir Jared Newden. Any words?
I'm so honored and privileged to have this title and to be knighted by you, Casper de Vries.
That was wonderful.
It was so wonderful. I have to change my t-shirt.
You have to. I'm
a bit
sorry.
Wet.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Bit of a dribble.
Okay, so we got this competition that I think we almost... But if I switch off all this here, we'll be able to hear the sound here. Hey. I think that's how it works. So what we're going to do is we're going to pass. Just, I'm going to start this. If you can record me, Gaff, try connect again. Finish. Poor something.
Poor connection.
Yeah, fuck. Delete. Let me try again. I don't know why it didn't work right now. Because
are
I want
to doing selfies.
Yes.
Okay.
No, do selfie. Live video.
Because I'm like, I don't want to be caught again.
Girl,
I don't want to be caught again. It's like, oh, showing my age.
Yeah, it looks like it's working now. Okay. Just have a look there. If you can you see me or do you see yourself?
Oh, I'm turning in myself. There you are.
Okay. Hello, people. Yes, it's the Casper Radio Show. We are live on Facebook. We are doing an elegant fuel social drive. You know what that is? You. Yay. Eh. Can go to any garage that you like. Or even at your in your home. If you can't get out. Hey? If you've got problems walking or whatever. Stay at home. Record yourself dancing a little dance, and you can win a car by just entering your dance video with a hashtag on whichever platform you are. Platform shoes, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
People are saying hello to you.
Hello. Who's saying hello?
Fani, do we say hello?
Hello, Fani.
Anel Wood, klap vir jou hande.
Ach, Anel, ek klap jou terug.
En Johan Engelbrecht, geef jou a thumbs up.
Maria. Oeh, voel hom, ja.
Maria Barnard, say hi, Cassie.
Ja, okay, dis genoeg. Now you hashtag it to...
Sorry, Erika.
To be frank, just can you zoom in on that? To be frank, can you see that? To be frank. You hashtag that with your dance. And then these people from Elegant Fuel, they're going to choose someone and you're going to win a car. And if you go to a garage and dance, you can win extra fuel. How much again, Gavi? 20,000? Lifetime? What?
No. Only fuel for a year.
Wish a lifetime.
But it's for a year. It's you a know how much time. Is that in South Africa? Hello? And more prizes. Mm. So the drive is happening now. Look out for Frank Opperman. Baba's a mopsy, a poopsy. He is the face of this drive. Okay, but it's all about dancing. So I thought we're going to live dance now.
Oh my God.
Here
no.
In the studio. So we're going to take off our record them so long. Show the people.
I'll record.
Them.
No,
I'll
you are getting I'll in the video, record. Betty. You are. You can just dream on.
I don't know. You're like amazing.
No.
I'm just going like, oh, feck. I'm going to look clumsy.
We'll feck together.
We'll feck together.
I don't dance.
Introduce them, Gavin. Tell them.
I sway from side to side sometimes, Wait. But I don't dance.
We'll that's your quick number.
You see there. I mean, you can't get away from it.
So that is Shemaine, one of our co-hosts and loved ones, and she's busy preparing and strutting her stuff and preparing for her dance moves. What move do you plan to do for us?
I have no dance moves.
We're going to pass the phone along. We're going to pass the phone along.
Okay.
So
No, when we dance, I mean.
Okay, so what must I do with this thing?
Okay, show it.
Show him.
Show it to Jared.
Hey, Jared.
Introduce Jared.
Hi to everyone.
Hi.
World traveler, stage dominator.
Oh.
There we go.
He's also going to dance with us. There go, and there's Betty.
Oh, hi.
Hello, you two.
She's not nervous.
Oh, but today you will be.
I'm a shaker.
Okay, so keep rolling. I'm gonna put on the music and switch off this.
Hey, Marcel.
Oh my God.
I want to tell you a story about that song.
Tell me now. Tell me the story.
I'm spent.
My parents fell in love on that song.
No. What?
No, seriously.
Awkward.
Not so awkward.
Is
very
it?
Good.
Very
yes.
good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
So oh, they fell in
for
love
a long time, my nickname was Yellow Bird.
I love that.
I tell you what happened. I spoke to Jared and I said, we might have to dance. Well, what kind of music? So we get. And he said, Casper, just the Tweety Birds or something. And then I searched for a Tweety
that
Bird
a
song,
choice.
And that's the song that I got. And go. So I played it. Yeah. And it said your father and your mother's song.
My aunt sometimes called me like Yellow Bird.
It's so cute. So you know now what to do, hey? You go onto the internet, put your video on, and hashtag it to be frank. God, we must do this with ours as well.
What?
I haven't hashtagged it yet. To be frank, we want to win the car.
Imagine we win the car. You can't even drive, Casper.
We're each like a wheel.
But you can then just get a driver. Do you know how many people can't drive?
Casper.
No.
And they've got licenses
as well. They can't drive.
I know. And that I don't understand. You
oh,
know.
It's terrible.
But it's yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know that it makes sense to not be able to drive if you can, because it's very expensive.
Absolutely.
And it's laborious.
Stove poopies on tight.
So I ask Jared, I ask him,
yeah,
what song would he say had an impact on him?
Oh, bring out my girl.
And he said, he named a song. And I said, Gavin, this is the song. And you are going to tell us something about it. And it is the fabulous Janet Jackson. And
yes.
I remember that Velvet Rope tour. I remember.
Do you remember it?
I remember it was a big thing.
Oh, and that music video with her cheetah and her elephants.
Yes. That's
and
your
she
girl.
Was in the savannah.
How old were you then?
I seven. Must have been eight or seven.
Oh, really?
A young queen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So.
But the Jacksons were just the best.
Why is Gavin hopping up and down here like a boy who did not study?
Did you forget?
What's wrong, Gavin? Talk to me. What's wrong?
I completely forgotten.
You see,
do you see the thing is when Casper gives me like instructions,
you disregard them.
No, in terms of preparation for the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Then. So Casper, so what he does is he sends you a message on email.
Yeah.
Then another one on WhatsApp.
That's it.
Then Instagram and then Twitter DM. So it's everywhere. So this one I did not see.
How can you not have seen it when they were on all three platforms?
There are times when I look above.
That's the song.
And beyond.
Together again.
There are times
Janet.
When I Jackson.
This takes me back to Stardust.
Hey,
Stardust.
Living your best life.
Yeah.
I was living my best young life.
Don't speak like that. You still are.
Yes,
yeah,
I
was just thinking.
I'm sorry,
that.
I'm like.
When I was in Stardust, you were probably in primary school.
Miss Janet Jackson. Here we go. Yeah. me alive, Jared.
I didn't.
Gavin, did you gather yourself, darling?
I think so.
Tell us all about Tani Jan Jan.
So the so this is the information that I prepared last night for the song.
With confidence now.
Yes, with absolute confidence. Yeah. And that is... Shame, this song was... She obviously written by Janet, but with a little help of her ex-husband Renee. But it was written, she was inspired by her own personal experience when she lost a friend to AIDS. So what happened was, so that experience of losing a friend to AIDS, so she combined it with a piece of fan mail. Well, the experience of when she received like fan mail from a young little boy from England who had lost his father. So she combined like both stories and wrote the song. It was first it was written as a ballad by a starter, and then later on they, well, it was later then decided, no, we need to like add a bit of beat. Yeah,
so it works both ways, eh?
Yeah, it does. And this was 1997.
Bless.
Wow.
I was 1997. I started doing Volgevoorts, the show, in my first real one-man show.
Amazing.
Before that, I always had a band.
So I started working at Kentucky.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Really?
And not baking and not doing anything.
What are you doing?
Scrubbing floors.
Kevin.
That's it.
In 97.
And look where you are now.
Look where you are now. It's still
you
scrubbing.
My God.
And you, Bernard, where were you?
Grade 11.
And you were 7. Preschool.
Not great.
We just won't say anything.
Are you guessing that we're trying to get to your age now?
Yeah.
When is it going to come up?
26.
Yes. There you go.
Hitting 30 soon.
Oh,
shame for you.
Brilliant.
No.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. I think that show is on DVD, but I think it's old format. It's where you look at like in a square. It's not
what?
the wide letterbox format yet. The HD. So it's so old, 1997. So that, have you seen the old stuff? It's just a square on the television. They can't fill the... Do you know what I'm talking about, Gavin?
Not a clue. I don't have a clue.
Don't worry.
Oh, I get to blow to a black fin.
Where was Rhythm Nation in all this? Was that before or after?
Rhythm Nation?
Yeah. Janet Jackson. Am I talking cock to you now that you don't understand?
Was that tour?
Rhythm
with
Nation.
When she had sported those dreads.
Yes, it was before.
She had that very much Michael Jackson curry movement. Yeah. Her brother's movement.
Was during the time of Tupac?
I just saw something here. Sorry, I must rewind. If you want to enter this video of you dancing, we're back there. You can also go to the Gareth Cliffcentral.com website, and there is actually a link where you can link. But you click. If I say turn, I say click or pick, no pick. And I'm further the than you. Now the other means is a plus. Why you done your monkey with your video kilos?
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna do gay. We're gonna go gay. We gotta go quick, people. Look at the time.
12:46.
Tell me all about the gay news. Bernard, you start.
Okay. I got the Tony nominations.
Yeah, the Tonys were out. Did you see that, Jared?
We have to speak about that.
Okay,
the Tonys.
I'm so excited.
I'm so outvoted here.
Are you?
Give us the news. Give us the news. I'm so excited.
For Best Musical, the nominations are The Band's Visit, Frozen, yay, Mean Girls, yay, and SpongeBob fucking SquarePants.
Listen, I saw SpongeBob on Broadway.
It was you. I told Casper, someone saw it and he said it was amazing.
It was brilliant. I loved it.
That's the question we still wanted to ask you. So now quickly, within a minute, what else did you see on Broadway?
I got to see Hamilton on Broadway.
And?
It was mind-blowing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Everything it is and has been said it is.
It is.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Bob, you like SpongeBob?
Loved SpongeBob.
Is it colourful? Why is it
SpongeBob
so lovable?
Looks to me like they said, okay, we're doing this show. We don't have a lot of money, so bring whatever's in your closet and just wear that.
No, man. No.
That's how it looks.
I thought it was very cleverly done, and it had like all the aspects of what you want in musical theatre. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I thought it was awesome. I was entertained. I thought it was great for the kids. I thought it was great for the adults.
So it's going to do well, you think, eh?
No, it's like a... What did I call it? When I walked out, I was like, it's a sensory overload. Like,
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. And then I saw Chicago as well.
Okay.
It's like a complete opposite of... There's nothing on stage.
And I think that was it. Yeah.
So SpongeBob apparently is good.
SpongeBob and Mean Girls.
Meanies?
Both has 12 nominations.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, okay, move on.
Troye Sivan.
Have you got that?
Troye Sivan.
Have you got that story?
What?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't. He's got a new song out. Which is a stunning
song. Oh, yes, I've got that
stunning
story.
Song.
Fucking hello. March
joking.
To Gavin. March
joking.
To Gavin.
I'm joking.
And this
he
Gavin,
actually,
he's got like a 12-second thing before his brain hears.
Shame.
Shame.
He admitted now that the song is about gay sex.
What?
Huh?
What
to
song?
To be more specific,
what song?
About bottoming.
Oh my God. Oh, filthy. What's the name?
Bloom.
Oh my God.
Appropriately called.
Bloom.
It's a beautiful song.
Is it about Orlando?
No. It's about
bottoming Orlando.
Joyce Bloom. But yeah, after knowing what it's about, it completely makes sense when you hear the words.
I can't find it.
What is what? Wait.
It's on
Bloom.
YouTube.
Bloom.
Doesn't your iPhone have YouTube? Shame.
No, I'm on my laptop actually.
Oh, it's not.
Give me the thingy. I'll come play it for you.
Play
Bloom.
Play Bloom.
Can I be close to you? Ah, ooh.
Ah, but is that
what
you said?
Oh
my God. Play Bloom. What's that? Is that too funny?
What is that, Gavin?
Bloom.
Bloom.
Show.
Bloom.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's about bottoming.
Yes, what's bottoming?
Don't worry.
I know. Tell us, because I'm not the only one. Oh, okay. So that's just so the one at the bottom and the one at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
Listen out to the next few words.
Okay.
I'm saving this.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Take a second, baby, slow down.
Oh, yeah, please. Ow. That's too much.
Oh my goodness.
It's fantastic.
But it's a stunning, stunning song.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love it.
It's nice. Gavin, have you got some news?
I do.
I told Gavin to also bring news so that we can...
What news do you have, Gavin?
Okay, let me tell my news.
Okay, tell
JP,
your news.
Have you got JP's news?
No.
JP has now got Mr. Gay South Africa.
No.
What do you mean?
He's what? Mr. South Africa.
What has he got?
I have news of Mr. Gay South Africa, but
Tell us about JP.
JP was first runner-up for Mr. South Africa.
And now?
But now, the brand, I don't know, every year there's something happening with the brand of Mr. South Africa. Now something,
Mr. Nee, Mrs. Nee.
Now something happened again, and JP is now the new Mr. South Africa.
What? Owner?
No, he is the new Mr. South Africa.
I'm confused.
He wears the sash.
No. Can I play you something? Thank you.
Luisteraars, my naam is JP Roberts en ek hoop julle het almal 'n fantastiese Vrydag. As julle ingeskakel is en julle luister vir Casper de Vries, kan hierdie net een ongelooflike lekker dag wees. Soos ek gesê het, my naam is JP Roberts. Ek is die nuwe eienaar van Meneer Suid-Afrika. Ek het die groot voorreg gehad om self in die kompetisie te wees en ek was gekroon in 2017. Dis hoe ek die voorreg gehad het om vir Casper te ontmoet. Wat 'n ongelooflike lekker tyd, maar soos ek genoem het, ek is nou die huidige nuwe eienaar van Meneer Suid-Afrika.
Ek hoor, JP.
Ons vat die ding nou in 'n heeltemal 'n nuwe rigting. Daar is ongelooflike pryse vir die wenners en vir die top 10 en vir die top 12, alles van kontantpryse tot klere reekse tot gesigreekse, velsorgprodukte, haarsorgprodukte vir 'n jaar. Die ouens gaan ordentlik bederf word. Buiten vir dit, ek gaan persoonlik die nuwe meneer Suid-Afrika se loopbaan bestuur en hom mentor om hom reg te maak vir meneer wêreld en vir meneer internasionaal. So as jy weet van enige iemand wat jy dink 'n ongelooflike goeie meneer Suid-Afrika sal maak, kry ons op www.anewmrsa.co.za of soek ons op Facebook, soek vir my JP Roberts, R-O-B-B-E-R-T-S, of net meneer Suid-Afrika, jy sal sommer dadelik die logo sien. Stuur vir ons 'n boodskapie, nomineer die persoon wat jy dink 'n ongelooflike meneer Suid-Afrika sal maak. Ons sal in kontak kom met hulle en hulle vra om in te skryf en dan hopelik sien ons hulle in finals. So baie dankie vir die tyd. Ek hoop julle het 'n vreeslike lekker dag verder en my laaste woorde is ek nomineer vir Casper de Vries, nie net as meneer Suid-Afrika nie, maar president van Suid-Afrika. Lekker dag julle, al my liefde.
JP, ek is gereed om te bottom.
Well, shoot me. Ek was effens verkeerd met my nies.
Effens. Listen, I just wanted to say something, and that is, I nominate Jared Newton as Mr. South Africa. Not only is he beautiful, he is charming, he is intelligent, and he will push the brand. I say Jared Newton. Jared.
Yes. Casper, you're awesome. I love you.
Can I gossip now?
No, I just want some
gossip.
While you said something about Mr. Gay South Africa, there's also a sudden change in that.
What? No.
Jean Punick was Mr. Gay Southern Africa.
Yeah.
But now South Africa is represented by the finals and nice now. But he had a knee. Fuck you, Casper.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
No, I'm listening. You're like, Anyway, yeah. He had a knee operation and he had to pull out last minute. And now Karabo Meraki, the first runner up, is the new Mrs. Gay Southern Africa.
Mrs.
Well, close enough.
Okay.
So, yeah, please go vote for him. I'll post the details on the Casper Radio
Jared,
group.
Jared!
The shade of it all.
Tell me about Bruce Weber.
We'll go vote for him.
Who's
don't
Bruce
worry.
Weber?
Thank you.
We'll go vote for him.
Bruce Weber is a photographer who is now being.
That's fine, it fell off.
Charged with sexual advances towards his male models. A story I actually forwarded to you yesterday and said, talk about it. You wrote back, oh, this is juicy. I'll talk about it.
Meaning, yeah?
Okay, so, let me talk about it. So what happened was that Bruce Weber had photographed a beautiful man. They said now what he did always was he said to them, let's go for a walk. And then by the time they come back, he must hear from the model that he's going to give him a blowjob. If he doesn't, then he loses his job.
No.
Then he's not. So it's either blowjob or no job. That was his hashtag. And
that
sucks, eh?
That
oh
was
my
not
God.
The what fuck?
That's not the story that he sent me, and that's not my gossip for the record.
Yeah.
That is
and then this
wicked.
Yeah,
not
that is
good
not
wicked.
Right, hey? All these stories are coming out now.
It is.
By time, eh?
Can I tell mine?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what's again?
Well, while there's dead air.
Gay goss to Gavin Prince. Fashion photographer Bruce Weber, read on your WhatsApp, is currently being sued. His modus operandi was to walk, and then if the boy didn't offer him a blowjob, there would be no photo shoot for him. To Gavin Prince yesterday at 4 o'clock. I rest my case. No. Next one, Bandon.
Are there any blue ticks there? There's not. I don't see a blue tick.
So there will be a blue tick in your hole. Yeah,
so the story that got me.
Yes.
So lastly, I just want to mention for those who spend some time under a rock.
Yes.
That Bianca Del Rio is indeed coming to South
Africa. Oh, yay!
And hurry to get your tickets.
Hurry.
There's not a lot left.
I've booked mine. I can't
The
wait.
Meet and greet yes. sold out in 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Which I got some for myself. But yeah, hurry and get your tickets.
Are you
and
meeting and greeting
her? Of course.
Tickets are sold for meet and greets?
Yeah.
I'm still deciding if Betty is going to meet her or not.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. You have to.
She would want to meet Betty.
You are the drag queen of South Africa. Literally. Come on. You have to go.
You have to post. You have to pose with her, Betty. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No but shame.
Betty. I'm going to have to work out time.
Your people need to get in touch with her people.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they did for RuPaul.
Gavin, what were you going to say?
I wanted to tell the story about this. This guy who called himself the Hollywood It Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, like, this is like a oh my God story. Like,
that's
I know you sit up when you go like, see.
So now, this guy, his name is Robler Carrington, right? He says that Finding Prince Charming, did you guys watch that? On,
no.
Finding Prince Charming is like amazing. It's like a
what
dating,
is it?
It's a gay dating show. Like,
on,
oh my God.
Like series?
Like proper logo.
Oh my God.
Like on Logo Channel.
Oh yeah?
So, and now this
finally
young man is suing the executives or the producers for $100 million.
$100 million?
Because he says that it was actually his idea, but that the producer used him for sex.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
So the producer said, come and slap someone, whatever Excel your idea up to your set. And then they went and like went and produced the show, but he was left like stranded.
But
no recognition,
truth,
nothing. Well, it's in court now. It's being fought in court, like as
I will
speak.
Never do that to you, Jared.
Thank you, Casper.
I will go to my room and I will go wank.
Just ask nicely, and we can go to
come
the room.
Come to an agreement.
Shemaine, thank you so much for being here.
It was great being back.
It was great seeing you again, and you're nice, and you're gonna have a shower now after this.
After this coffee, you have to understand that I'm not male. Okay. I mean, talks of sex doesn't necessarily get me into
the shower. But you were surrounded
by
four family members.
You're so beautiful, boys. I love you.
Love you.
Betty, have a jewel with your show. We will see you on
Thank
the 31st
you.
Of May. Jared, are we going to see you again soon? Are we going to talk about...
Sir Jared.
What are you doing on the 31st?
Hoi!
Nothing.
Of June.
Come with us.
May.
I would love
it's
to join.
It's my birthday.
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, yay. Please.
Is it at Pretoria?
Yes. Yeah,
and the new beefcakes.
Unfortunately.
Stunning.
We will take you.
His birthday, and he'll cry if he wants to.
Yeah.
Gavin, thank you for reading your WhatsApps.
Shall indeed.
Very nice seeing you. And I don't know when we'll see you again, Gav. But... Bye everyone.
Bye.
And remember, it's our birthday week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, dear. Happy birthday to you.
This is CliffCentral.com.